Listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. The PM has called for an urgent national cabinet meeting to address the growing rates of violence against women, saying everyone must do better. Anthony Albanese is calling on state and territory leaders to come together on Wednesday to take action on what he says is a national crisis. It comes as thousands attended rallies across the country over the weekend.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes. We need to change the legal system. We need to change the approach by all governments.
The Tassie government's kicking off an emergency department recruitment blitz. We're being promised it's the biggest the state has seen, and it'll need to be, with around 500 vacancies already, plus around 1,000 positions to open at soon-to-be expanded facilities. The Tassie opposition is worried tourist businesses will start to go under this winter without more support. There's no dark mofo this year, and Labor leader Dean Winter is worried that'll have a flow-on effect.
And we need a plan for tourism in the regions, a plan to reinvigorate and to find our next dark mofo.
Aussies lost a whopping $2.7 billion to scams last year, according to a report from the Australian Anti-Scam Centre. That's around 13% down, though, from the previous 12 months, despite the number of scams reported going up 18.5%. Investment scams caused the most financial harm, followed by remote access scams and romance scams. To sport now, and no rest for the Swans following their 76-point thumping of the Hawks at the MCG. Their attention now turns to Saturday's clash with an informed GWS at the SCG. Swannies coach John Longmire has the challenge of squeezing former co-captain Luke Parker, who's returning from a broken arm, into an already stacked side. He's predicting a belter of a clash.
It's going to be a massive game at the SCG. You know, there are some big balls around the footy. We've been able to have some flexibility, we think. We've been able to rotate plenty of numbers through there, and for the Giants will probably get a couple back this week as well. So, you know, we'll have to sit down and work it out. It'll be on, I reckon.